10 years today since we all started poking, writing on walls, friending, defriending people. Some people might be confused as to what all that means. I might be one of them. I'm kind of aware, but I don't do it myself. But if you do Facebook, if you have a profile, you know exactly where I'm coming from. The social networking site started by a group of Harvard students is celebrating its 10th birthday today. It's got more than a billion users now. Revenue of more than £3 billion. It's making money for itself, but is it making money for other people? Mark Saxby is here. He's the boss of Derby social media firm Status Social. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Social media is multifaceted these days, isn't it? Was Facebook really, when it started gathering momentum, did Facebook really help social media catch on?
I think MySpace was probably the first big one which really got social media in people's minds. And then Facebook made it more accessible. So, I mean, there's 36 million people in the UK who are on Facebook. That's a lot of people. And it's hard to find people, apart from you, obviously, Ian, who aren't on Facebook. So it's suddenly become a place where you have to be on. And it's interesting because people say, oh, you know, is this going to be the demise of Facebook over 2014? But more and more people are joining it. Some younger people are leaving it, those in the teens, but actually older people are going on there, mostly to stalk their grandchildren and children, but they're still going on there.
It was, I think, perceived initially very much as a young person's thing, wasn't it? Almost a sort of counter-establishment kind of a movement. Are you suggesting now it's going to become much more a part of the fabric of society, but something for business, something for networking?
I think businesses are seeing Facebook and social media generally as being something they need to do. They've messed around with it for years. I know from our own business point of view, we've had a massive upsurge since January in inquiries about training on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn particularly. Lots of really interesting companies coming to us, big companies, small companies.
Is it so hard? Do people need to be trained?
Oh, absolutely. Using Facebook as a personal account is very different from using it as a business. In fact, Facebook's one of the hardest networks to get right as a business because you really need to be posting on it very, very regularly. I would say around 3 times a day as a business to make it work for you. And then you've got to understand Facebook to make it work. And same for all those networks.
And when you say make it work for you, from a business point of view, I mean, is it just sort of one of those nice little bits around the edge of your business strategy? Or is this really making a difference to companies in Derbyshire?
No. We trained an accountant in LinkedIn on the Monday. By the Saturday, he'd got £15,000 worth of business. Talking to one of our clients, a double glazing company, they've made £60,000 out of social media in the last year. There's a restaurant in Derby, made thousands of pounds in the summer when traditionally people don't go to restaurants. There are so many examples I could give of businesses that are making thousands and thousands of pounds out of social media because they're engaging with customers they've never been able to reach before. Real power in it.
What's the future for Facebook and for social media as a whole?
I think social media will continue to grow. I think what will happen is that websites will have to become social. So in other words, you won't go to a website and look at things. Now you'll go to a website and you will talk to the company on their own, on your terms, rather than on their terms. So instead of putting in an inquiry and waiting for them to get back to you, you'll be able to talk to them straight away. So I think actually social media is going to take over. So I think if you're not on social media now, you need to get on there soon or you're going to get left behind.
To a Luddite like me, it sounds very Orwellian. To you, it's clearly very exciting. Thanks for coming in, Mark. Mark Saxby is from the Derby social media firm Status Social.